Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Wednesday. Oh my goodness, wow, it's the middle of the week already. I guess that just depends on your schedule, right? I guess that depends on what you work week. Okay, so it's hump day. So how is everybody today? I'm having a great day. So what are we going to do today? I have some articles, but, you know, I always have articles to talk about things about this and things about that, things about helping you to improve your life in some way, right? Yeah, to, you know, my main mission or goal in life. One of my main missions or goals in life and helping people is helping people love themselves more, or just love themselves and getting rid of all that stuff that blocks. So, but today we're going to talk to dead people. I have some other. So dead people being and or ancestors, where I put out there maybe some famous people that have some advice, you know, that people who have lived many lifetimes, people who have been successful in some way or another, have things to share with you. And many of them have done basically the same things you're doing, as in an occupation or a passion in life. So they have a great deal of comments for you. So we're going to talk to dead people. I always joke about that. I know people say, well, they're not dead. They're, you know, they're a different form. Yeah, true. But I joke about that. It's, I know they're not dead. And they know that I know that they're not dead. So we're just going to go with that premise. So mostly it's ancestors, because people want to find out from their ancestor what's going on in their lives and what they're going to be doing. So that's what we're good. I see I have a caller, so I will take my caller. I'm sure other people will line up in a few minutes. So it's a 773 number, and then I saw a 480 number jump in. So let's start with the 773 number, and then we'll jump into some articles and some things that we can talk about. I'm going to talk about some of the articles are kind of a little bit more fun, and they're not so serious. One's about phobias in the modern world. You know, phobias have changed over the centuries. We have phobias now that we didn't have many, many years ago, actually, even probably 20 years ago, right? Some of the phobias are about things that are fairly current in our lives. So I thought we'd jump into that. Thought we'd talk about what do you do when you feel stuck? You ever get stuck, like you don't know where to go, you don't know how to make it? And there's an interesting article. These are from beliefnet.com, and they have some interesting articles. If you ever just kind of jump into beliefnet.com sometime, and they cover a lot of different areas, not just strict religious, but there are a lot of New Age or spiritual articles, and not just Christian. They also address some things from Buddha and some other sources. So beliefnet.com is kind of cool. So if you want to get into it, it's even in Spanish. Really? Seriously? What else are we going to talk about? Phobias. And we're going to talk about what happens when you get stuck. This is an interesting article. And after the callers, and I'll be with you in a minute, we'll jump into this one right away. 17 things we don't know about forgiveness. You know, everybody talks, let's forgive, let's forgive, let's forgive. But there's some things about forgiveness, and some of them are lighthearted. I mean, lighter in nature. They're not so serious, and you might find them interesting. I think I've talked about this one before, at least a couple of the points I've talked about before, and I'm kind of surprised. Really? Really? Forgiveness? But I won't. That's a teaser. I won't get into that right now. Let me take a couple calls, and we'll do that. Yeah, we'll talk about forgiveness first. And then I have an Abraham quote, if you're familiar with the Abraham material. And then we'll go from there. Okay, so let me take a call. And it's the 773 number, and I have a 480 after that. You've been holding a while. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Hi. I'm doing very well. And whom am I speaking to?
Annie.
Annie, so what's going on in Annie's life? Why would you be calling into a show like this?
Because I feel like I've lost my passion in my path in life. I'm wondering if
really?
You have any ideas.
Wow, that's a big one. Wow.
It's huge.
Where did you lose it? I mean, do you leave it at the market or something?
I think I might have. Maybe it's there.
Yeah, you know, You know what? Sometimes we lose things because people discourage us too, don't they? We get kind of frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
And what we're doing for a while just kind of burns us out and we're kind of tired of what we're doing.
Yep.
Or, as the other expression I always get, is that we get tired of doing it for the people that we're doing it for. Does that make sense?
True.
Whether it's a job, a company you're working for, an employer, you know, other employee, you just kind of go, you know, I really like what I do, but this is just not the environment I want to be in, right? So let me see if any of your ancestors or famous people or somebody out there in the non-physical world has some thoughts on you about what were you doing? Let's just start with what you were doing, and then maybe we'll go to them and see what they have to say.
I was working in nonprofit in management.
Oh, that could be very stressful, can't it?
Yep.
Yeah, because you gotta satisfy a lot of people, don't you?
Yeah, but more than that, it's just filled with fraud and unethical bullying behavior. It's really bad. I thought it'd be, you know, doing good for the world.
Yeah,
but
going to help people and make the world a better place. And you realize you're not making it that much of a better place in some ways. I'm sure not all of them are the same. You just did that. You just are in a situation. And I don't really believe that you want to go back into nonprofits. I think you've been burned by it, right?
Yep.
So,
tired of the bullies.
This is what I'm hearing. So you can tell me I'm crazy, but this is what I get kind of. And I don't know who's speaking, who I'm getting a message from. Doesn't matter at this point. We're just going to keep going. What I'm feeling is that you like what you're doing in the sense that you're very organized, very structured, and you get a thrill about getting things done, like accomplished. Like if something, like a project that you've been working over, not just forget out the nonprofit thing for a minute, but if you're instigating and watching over something and developing and it comes to fruition, you get excited about it, right?
Yep.
So, but I'm hearing, this is really weird. Now, anywhere you go to work or any industry, there's going to be really difficult people, right? Because there's people. People are just going to be pain in the butt at times, right? But I keep hearing for you that you need to be loosen up a little bit and be more of in a creative environment. Okay?
Okay.
It's like you need to be hurting creative people. If you know what I mean by that.
I love creatives. I do love creatives. They're very kind people. They tend to be kind.
But they're also kind of out there. Sometimes it's difficult to get them focused, but you're good at focusing people, right?
Yeah, I tend to be. I can focus people, yeah.
So it feels like you need to be in a creative environment where your juices are pumping and you see very creative activities going on. And I'm not sure what kind of environment, but there's so many different avenues that you could go into still because you have a really good management background that you could flip in, and you're creative at some level yourself. What do? You have a creative vein in you is what I hear.
Yeah, I like to, I do. I love photography, art, fine art photography.
Okay.
And I write a lot. I write a lot.
Well, so there you go. I'm not necessarily going to work as a professional photographer or even work for a professional photographer, but you could work for a publishing house.
Oh, true.
You could work for a magazine, even if it's online.
Yeah,
right?
I could. Yeah.
Something that's creative where you're involved in the creative process and you're managing the creative process and you get to look at creative things every day and it kind of inspires you. And you could do some editing, too.
Oh, that could work. Okay.
Right? So that's kind of what I'm hearing or getting for you is that you need to pursue something in a creative field, something that's literate, something that there's a lot of creative work. You love photography, so something to do with pictures or art of some form. But you manage a product. You manage I hear it as managing the publication of a product of some kind. Even if it's online, you know, they have to be structured and organized, and you have to deal with those crazy tech people, you know, those web designers and stuff. But they're good.
Yeah.
They have
good
ideas. So think about that.
Yeah.
Because you got to get out. You got to get out of the field you're in now because it drains you and it doesn't allow you to be as creative. Because even the writing is not very creative. It's boilerplate, right?
Yeah, and it's very boilerplate. Very. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost got sucked. I almost got sucked into many years ago working for Habitat for Humanity. And I didn't like the way they did it because, well, I'm not going to vent too much about this, but I live in a big city, right? And you just can't buy, you can't build homes in the city for the budget. For
dwelling. No, I know. No.
You can convert apartments to condos, but they weren't thinking that way where I lived. And I thought, yeah, you guys, yeah, this ain't going to work. You're not going to build, you know, what are you going to build for $80,000? Not much of a house.
A tiny home.
A tiny home. You put four families in it and they're going to go, oh, we're in this tiny home. Okay. So yeah, go be creative. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I'm inspired. I'm going to go.
Oh, good.
Try.
I'm glad I was able to help in some way. Yes. Don't get discouraged, though. Don't get discouraged. Now, here's the key for you. Don't get discouraged.
Okay.
Because usually after some effort, it feels like, you know, I've read so many articles about successful people, and it seems like they're last down to their last $5 or their bank account for their company is just pretty well drained, and all of a sudden it clicks and it happens.
Okay.
So it's like that process of letting go and letting God is really important. Or the universe, or whatever you use. Yeah, trust.
No, that's
good. Trust that the universe will provide, but you got to let go too, and try not to control it too much.
Okay.
Believe in synchronicity; it'll happen for you. Okay. Got it.
I'm gonna believe. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye now.
You too. Bye bye.
I don't know who I was connecting with. I don't know. I have a spirit guide, and my spirit guide I've been working with off and on, and it goes by the name of, well, the spirit guide goes by the name of Adonis, and I shouldn't put a male or female signature to it, but it's basically a name that was created just to kind of make it sound like somebody that acceptable name to use. Maybe it's because it's an A and it's the beginning of the alphabet. I don't know. But Adonis has been with me for a long time, and it's a member of part of the Christ consciousness, a valued member of the Christ consciousness. So that's my guide, and we've been working together. I keep saying he. It has more of a male energy than a female energy. I've had female guides in the past. You know, they always like use these ancient Greek or Roman names like Artemis. Or Diana, you know, that's kind of the female energy that I've worked with. They go by these names. I guess there's an identity with that. I'll take a call. But yeah, so that's the feminine, masculine. They could be the same guide, but they go by two different names, presenting the masculine and feminine aspects of a situation. So that's my guides, I guess. I haven't talked to Diana in a long time. It was a beautiful discussions. Okay, let me get into some callers. I'm just kind of rambling on about my spiritual connections. My guides, one of my guides likes to watch baseball with me, believe it or not. Kind of funny, you know, likes to watch baseball. You think that's kind of strange. But also they love Mozart. So Mozart, yeah. They love Mozart. I haven't communicated with that energy. Let me take a call. So I'm sorry. I'm just rambling a little bit. 480 and 347. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
And who am I speaking to?
Amanda.
Amanda. I don't think we want to hear from Mozart, do we? Because I think he would be a little esoterical for all of us, right? A little bit out there.
Yeah,
or Freud. We don't want to go to Freud either. No, we don't want to do Freud because he would be like, really? We're going to talk about that today? We're going to talk about her father? Oh, no, we're not doing that. I'm playing a little bit, but you never know who comes through sometimes, and sometimes they're really very helpful, even if they're famous people. Okay, so what is going on with you today? I know you probably didn't want to hear
all
that.
Well, I'm open to anything that you want to tell me.
So
I don't have a particular question.
So we have a blank canvas to fill, I guess, to use that expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a female energy. It is an ancestor. It's not a famous person. Oh, shucks, right? It's a female energy, mother's side of the family. That's, I see these words, and they just give me the words. They actually print them out in my head, like mother, female energy. Okay, so I hear the words, but I also see the words, if that makes sense at all. It's like, mm-hmm. like a little postcard, little pictures of words. Okay, so and mother's side of the family, female energy, going back, wow, three generations. My goodness, that goes way back there, huh? You're young,
yeah,
too. Okay, here's what I hear, and it's a little foggy, but I'll try to dissect what she's trying to tell me. It feels like she's saying something to the effect, don't feel like you're being taken for granted. That you are a powerful person and have a great deal of offer to everyone around you. Don't diminish yourself. Does that make sense at all to you? I don't know why I'm saying that to you, but that's what I hear.
Yes, I have a big family and they lean on me a lot.
Okay. So, but don't diminish yourself. Don't feel like you're being taken for granted. Feel empowered is what they're trying to tell you. Feel empowered, okay?
Okay.
And also, you know, you say all that, and I'm trying not to just try to bounce off what you're saying, but actually hear something about you. But they're showing me a picture of a bathtub, and they're showing me, and obviously it's not you, but it's the picture of somebody in a bathtub and relaxing and taking care of herself, taking care of you more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbolism. You need to go take care of you for a while.
Okay.
Lop off the hanger-ons, if you know what a hanger-on is, right? Lop off the hanger-ons.
I don't know what that is.
Somebody, people that just are using you, that they feel like they're draining you all the time. It's like, oh, God, this person just drains me so. You know, every time I'm around them, they just kind of pull on me and suck on me. Energy vampires is another word for it. You got to avoid
okay.
them at all costs. Because I'm going back to the original statement. Is sometimes you're not taken seriously, okay?
Yep.
And so she's saying to you, don't let that affect you. You have a powerful message or work to do, and don't let those people discourage you. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Got it.
Let me see if there's anything else, because sometimes people want to know if there's anything coming up for them in their lives, if your ancestors have anything that they're working with you on, because they're constantly trying to create things in your life for you, right?
I want to know if there's going to be any more children for my husband and myself.
Okay, you know, that's an interesting thing, because I hear the word prosperity, but prosperity isn't always money, is it? Prosperity is what you value, what you want to be prosperous
mm-hmm.
in. So if prosperity relates to children, yes.
Yeah, it would be my family.
Yeah. Prosperous is really, for you, it's having good people around you and having
yes.
something to share. Let me try to get an energy for what kind of child. I mean, we don't want to get too narrow, because then you can call me back and say, oh, it's a boy or a girl. But I get a strong energy around a little girl. Okay?
Oh, cool.
A little girl. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does feel good. It feels like there's a young girl, a girl spirit soul that wants to come through you as a little girl. Let's see what happens. Because at some level, your maternal instincts or maternal whatever you call it needs to be pumped up a little bit. And that would really do it.
Yeah.
And your femininity. Because having a little girl is going to just pump up your femininity a lot. You know that. You get to do all that stuff with her, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Unless she turns into a real tomboy and wants to go play soccer every time, you know, every day.
That would be my luck, yeah.
No, I don't feel that. I feel like she's going to want to wear dresses and stuff part of the time or something nice. She's going to drive you crazy because you're going to spend lots of money. She's going to want to spend a lot of money on jewelry and stuff, you know, even if it's fake. Okay, have fun with that, right? Enjoy
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Yeah, I saw this little girl with these little beads and stuff around her neck, and she's dressing. She has little bracelets. She's just like fashioning, you know, getting into the shoes already. And yeah, a fashion goddess. What do they call it? Fashionista? A fashionista. Do anybody know any fashionistas? Actually, I dated one for a little while. That was kind of an interesting process. I don't mind. I like fashionistas. I enjoy fashionistas. Sometimes it's hard to keep up, though. I don't know. Okay, where are we doing? Where are we at? We got a 347 number. And then we'll talk about forgiveness and aspects of forgiveness that you never thought about on forgiveness. And it's kind of fun. Unless there's anybody else that wants to call and talk about what's going on in your particular lives. And if there's an ancestor that wants to talk to you, we can do that. So 347. Hello.
Hi. Hi, George.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
Tanika.
Tanika, we've talked before, haven't we?
Yeah, I always try to catch you when you're on.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice. That's a nice compliment to know that people like to listen to the show. It makes me feel good. So I was going to ask you, what's your question? But I'm trying to tune in to somebody, and it's a male figure that wants to speak to you.
Okay.
Wow. Go ahead, ask your question. Or what's your concern is?
I'm wondering if you see me reconnecting with someone named Nick from my past. If you see us back in each other's lives,
Okay, that's interesting you say that, and I'm cutting you off only because I'm trying to give you what I hear before I lose it, because sometimes I lose it, right? I heard the words before. Now, you can believe this or not, but I heard the words just before you said something about a long lost friend. Something about a long lost friend. And I thought, well, is that somebody? But that doesn't feel like an ancestor. So it's a male figure that's trying to tell you that on your mother's side of the family, that there's something that's a, and I'm not trying to overpromise you here, this, but I heard a long lost friend. And I'm assuming that that's long lost friends coming back into your life. That's what they're trying to tell you. Okay?
Right. We like,
does that make,
we were friends and we loved each other. We were in love.
Well, but you were friends, even though you're
yes.
in love. If you're not friends,
yes.
then why are you in love, right?
we were good friends.
Unless
yeah.
it's lust, if it's just lust, then sometimes it's not that deep friendship. But you were best friends too, right?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, long lost friend. That's what I heard for you. Long lost friend. Okay, so you can just say, you can identify with that being, yes. And we won't get into time frames too much because there's still some things to be sorted out, as in that your situation and his situation. There's still obstacles, if I can say that word correctly, to be overcome, especially on his part. It feels like I hear the words, like he's stuck in an arrangement. And I'm not sure if it's a relationship, but he's stuck in an arrangement that's sticky. It's like, you remember the old flypaper stuff where the flies get stuck on it and they can't get off? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Sticky.
Yeah.
Sticky stuff.
Yeah.
They're like having honey, glue on your fingers, and you can never get it off, right? Pull your hand away. So he's stuck in something that's taking time to get out of. I'm not saying it's a relationship, because it could be something else. It could be work. It could be family situation. But it's something he's stuck in that's taking a time to get away from. Okay? Freeing himself.
You see, like, me and him having a future together with children?
Yes.
Really?
Stop. Because you're asking the questions, and just before you ask that question, do you see a future with us? And then I heard the word child. Okay?
I want to have children.
Before you even said it. Before you even said it, I heard the word child.
Wow.
So I'm hearing for you before you ask the question. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can accept that, but that's what I'm getting. So I have to pass it on that way. I got yes to child.
When? When?
Well, now we're getting it into time frames, but it's a boy. It's a little boy. Okay? It's a boy.
When?
When? Oh, she wants.
It's my birthday Saturday.
Well, it ain't going to be Saturday. It's not going to be this week. Okay. It's not going to be that quick. I told you there's a sticky thing that's being worked out. And so don't get all excited because it feels more like 2017. Okay.
He doesn't have children already yet, does he? Is he going to have kids before me? Like with someone else?
Stop! You're not letting me answer your questions before you ask them. I heard the words with you. Well, just relax. Turn it over. Let it go. Turn it over. Let it all. Give it to God. Say, okay, God, I want to be with this man. We want a children. I want children with him. Just turn it over. Okay.
I have been. It's been since August 2014. That was the last time I heard from him. Last time I saw him.
You don't trust God?
Yeah.
They can make things right. You don't believe in miracles?
I do. But,
well, then, dear, you have to surrender it and let it go and just say, okay, God, I want this or something better. I want this or something better. Now, for you, this something better is this, but just say, I want this, but something better. I'm going to allow you to bring it to me in ways I can never imagine. I'm going to accept miracles in this case. I'm going to accept miracles. And you got to believe that miracles can happen, that all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, you get a phone call or you get something in the mail or a friend of a friend contact. So just trust that you don't have to know how it's going to happen. That's God's job, the universe's job to show you how. Okay? Got it? You understand that?
Yeah.
You just have to enjoy your life and have some fun and know and just turn it over and let it go. Okay, I'm going to turn it over. I know you can bring to me this because this is something that's really important to me. Okay?
Yeah, I will.
Because if you put too much energy into it, too much stress into it, that kind of pushes it away a little bit, believe it or not. So you don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Just trust. Just trust. Remember, didn't I tell you before you even asked, a long lost friend? Okay?
Yeah.
Didn't I say child before you asked?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, then relax. Yeah. I mean, you can accept it or not, but just say, okay, I'm ready for it. I got it. I accept it. Do it. Okay? Got it?
I will.
Go have some fun. No. What?
I'm trying. Do you have any career advice for me? I'm having, like, issues with money and work. I'm really not working right now. And I'm worried about where my next income is going to come from. Like, literally.
You know, I'm not really hearing a whole lot about a job because it feels like – and I don't think it's a crisis for you as much as you think it's a crisis because we all have crisis and we go, I'm never getting a job. I'm never going to – no, it's not going to happen. You'll get a job. You'll get a job soon. You'll get something soon. I just hear an offer will come shortly because you've been putting out – you've been beating the bushes a bit to find something, right? You've been beating the bushes if you know what that means, right?
Yeah, I have. I've been hitting the pavement, and it's been like, I don't want the jobs I've had, which have been on my feet. I need something. It's like, I want to work, but I don't want to beat up my body anymore.
Okay.
I want money so I can survive, but I don't want to beat up my body the way I was.
Dear, since you've been beating the bushes, and the universe is telling you that there's going to be an offer shortly, okay? Just trust it.
Yeah.
Got it?
I will. Yeah.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Bye.
I have a general thought about jobs, and I didn't want to specifically say it to her, but doing this for so many years, that jobs are the most difficult thing to predict for people, and the reason so is because let's look at it as being a vibrational universe that we need to vibrate according to what we want. We need to get our energy field, our love field connected to what we want, whatever that is, right? Relationships are easier. Love is easier because love is, you can imagine somebody that you're in love with and you can get your energy all high and pumped up and you can get all excited about love. Jobs are kind of tough because you get discouraged. You're out of work. You haven't been working. Money's getting a little tight. You get a little nervous. You get worried about it. And then your vibrational energy is really low. And the job energy that you want to get to is a little bit higher. It's you got to get your vibration up. You got to match that vibration as if you were working. It's like you have to imagine, you have to get your vibration. And I know this is a little metaphysical, new agey. It's really law of attraction principle. So let's just do it that way. It's a law of attraction principle that you have to get your vibration matching what you want. And matching what you want is a job. So you have to get up in the morning and almost imagine that you're going to work that day. You get dressed, you eat, and you just kind of visualize yourself working. Now, one of the best ways to get there and get your energy up, and I've known people to do this and it works really well, is do some kind of volunteer work. Even if it's just helping people in your neighborhood or elderly people or children or something, get yourself into a routine, not just job hunting per se, but helping other people, getting outside of your own problem. And that gets your vibration up because you feel like you're doing something good. You're doing something energy. And what that does is speeds up the process. It speeds up. You're going to get a job. Most people will get a job unless you've just totally given up on life. You will get a job, but you want to speed up the process. You have to match the energy of a job. And the best way to do that is just daily get ready as if you're going to a job. Prepare as if you're getting to a job. Even looking for a job can be like a job. And you make it fun and you make it interesting and you make it a challenge, but you don't get depressed by it. But then you help other people in some way. And by helping other people, it gets you out of your own mental cycle of I'm out of work and I'm never going to get any money. And helping people could just be carry somebody's groceries, right? Cleaning somebody's house for them, an elderly person. Cleaning their house. Now you can start here. You can clean here if you want. That'll get you going, right? I'm teasing. But so do that. If you're out of work, you got to get your vibration matching the working vibration. And you can do it. First of all, you have to prepare yourself as if you're going to work every day. You're going to be doing something positive every day. You're going to be helping somebody every day. Or you're going to be doing something for yourself to get yourself into that vibration of looking for a job so you feel good about it. It's a positive experience, not a negative experience. Because nothing worse than rejection. That'll beat you down, right? So you have to bounce back quickly from rejection. And hopefully you won't get rejected too many times, but you won't. If you bounce back from rejection by doing something good for other people, it gets you out of that mindset, oh, woe is me. I'm never going to get a job. They got rejected 4 times today, and it was just so tough. The whole idea is, okay, I've been rejected. Okay, I'm going to go do something. I'm going to do something for somebody else. I'm going to go do something really positive, uplifting. You know, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to do something for me. I'm going to have a bath. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go watch some funny videos. I'm going to get myself out of that state of mindset of rejection by doing something really positive, by feeling good somehow, some way. You got to always move to feeling good somehow, some way. And the more you can move your vibration that direction, the quicker it is that you match and line up with the vibration of a job. Done. Done deal. And I've watched people do it. And I've talked to people who have done it. And it works. But you got to put yourself into that mindset of, I'm not going to let rejection get to me. I'm going to shift my state, my vibration, quickly out of rejection and move into a vibration of, I'm doing feeling good. I'm doing something good. I'm doing something positive for myself. Or I'm loving myself in some way. Or I'm helping other people. So think about that if you're looking for a job. It is because job predictions are tough because a lot of times people just don't have the vibrational match to what they get on a job, and it takes a long time. And eventually you just give up and let God. Eventually you stop and you say, okay, whatever, I quit. You know, I'm just going to give up and let God. And once you surrender to the situation and just give up, then you go do something else and you stop focusing on it. And then, bam, something happens, right? Okay, that's enough of that. I know that's one of my little things about people, and I know I've done that, and I've been there, and I know that feeling. Okay, moving right along. I got a caller. Oh, okay. I was going to talk about forgiveness, but I will do it in a minute. We'll take a call first. And if I have any time left, then we'll, if not, we'll talk about forgiveness tomorrow because it's a great subject. Oh, let me give you one thing. I know you've been holding for a minute or so. You can hang in there for about a minute. Let me. There's this one thing about I thought was really funny about and interesting about forgiveness. Oops, where'd it go? Oh, I lost it already. Oh, my goodness. It jumped way ahead of me. Okay, this is kind of cool. I mean, this is just a general article about 17 things we know about forgiveness. Cats never forgive. Scientists have observed conciliatory behavior in many different animal species. The bulk of the research has been on primates like mountain gorillas, chimps, and others, and follow confrontations with friendly behavior like embracing or kissing. Science has observed similar behaviors in non-primates like goats and hyenas. The only species that has so far failed to show outward signs of reconciliation are domestic cats. That explains a lot about cats. Your dog forgives you, right? What about a cat? Don't mistreat a cat. Or if cats mistreat each other, they don't forgive. I thought that was kind of an interesting point. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, maybe, or depending on the calls. But so don't get upset if your cat just turns its back on you and walks away after you haven't fed it on time. It's kind of like freaking out, and you're going, "Ah, my cat." Yeah, they don't deal well with forgiveness. It's okay, right? It's okay. Let me take a call. Hello.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you? So did you know about that, about cats? Cats don't forgive?
Oh, absolutely. I know they don't forget. That's for sure.
Or forgive. Reconcile.
Or forget. Well, and then I had taken in a stray cat like a month ago, and until it left here, my cat still hasn't gotten over it. It's been 2 weeks.
See?
She's still angry about it.
Yeah,
I'll have to tell my daughter.
Didn't forgive you for that one, huh?
No.
That's funny.
Yeah,
so what's going on with you today, Jill?
Okay, speaking of jobs, I did take the bus company job, and I have I don't mean to be negative, but I have the world's worst driver, Vicky, who is very difficult to get. My driver that I'm working with on the bus, her name's Vicky, and she's like impossible to get along with. How is it going to go? She already blew me off on Monday.
Well, that sucks.
Yes, she would not get in touch with me to tell me exactly what my hours are, you know.
Not a good thing, huh? Not a good thing.
No.
What do I get? What do I get? You know, as soon as you started to talk about her, I got something to the effect that you'll get a change. There's a change coming up in that regard. There's a change, or maybe it's a different driver or a different situation. A change of situation is in that situation, okay?
Okay, because I'm wondering if she'll have shift, because she's going to try to push me, or she already did last year. She tried to throw me off the bus for having a cell phone, et cetera.
It's a little different than being thrown under the bus, isn't it?
Yes.
It's kind of similar, but it's kind of funny when you say throw you off the bus.
Yes.
Okay. Will it be a change? I hear change, okay? It's going to take a little while. It's going to take a little bit of time for this all to develop, but you just hold it. Hold on. Hang in there for a while. It'll change. Okay?
Okay, because she's someone I'm going to butt heads with.
I don't sense her forgiving you or the forgiveness thing happening between you and her. I just feel that there's a change for you. Okay? A different environment. Okay?
Okay. Could it be a different job?
A different job or a different driver, but there's something happening for you in the future. Yes.
Okay, it's good.
Tranquil is the word I hear. Tranquil. Tranquil.
Okay?
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you don't need all this drama. The drama's not
good
for you.
No, I don't want it. I don't want to be stressed out every day. Like, is she going to blow me off? It's her way, or she doesn't see anybody else but her.
Right. Now, time to kick out the drama, right?
Exactly. Because I said I needed my phone, so I have a child and an old dog, and she told the bus driver that she thought she should come before my dog. I don't even know her, you know?
Yeah, well, some people are just the way they are, right? They're just
exactly.
Self-centered.
Sad. Yeah.
But,
very sad.
But hang, Jill, hang in there. Just visualize something better, a better environment, okay? Visualize a better environment for yourself. Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
You take care.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I don't know why I got that. Sometimes I don't necessarily just, I'm probably connecting with an ancestor versus trying to look into somebody's Akashic records and all that stuff, or a spirit guide. But they usually jump in fairly quickly if I'm not truly focusing on who it is. But I know I'm connecting with somebody from your ancestral community. I guess that's a good word for it. So that's what I do. It's fun. It is fun. Is there any messages for you guys from anybody famous that would want to say something in general? Or I always like to say for people in the chat room, is there something for you from somebody that was either well-known or an ancestor or something like that? Now, I'm hearing you really just get back to the forgiveness thing. Okay, I'll go back to forgiveness. We talked about cats a little bit. And this is an interesting point about forgiveness. And this is just an interesting article because it's from beliefnet.com, and I'm not sure who the author is. It's under their health and wellness section. And, this was originally from the Huffington Post, okay? From Science of Us, as previously seen on the Huffington Post. But it doesn't give me probably their editorial staff from beliefnet.com. Scientific literature on forgiveness only dates back to 1989. Now, we think forgiveness has been around forever, since Jesus and before Jesus, and all the great prophets and teachers talk about forgiveness, right? But some researchers suggest we've only seen more examples of public figures seeking forgiveness largely because they're becoming more aware of the seeking of reconciliation. Isn't that an interesting thought? That it only goes back to recent, and it's primarily, and they're talking a lot about in this article about famous people, well-meaning people like the broadcaster Brian Williams, that they come out and ask for forgiveness, right? But why? Well, let me get further back into the article. We talked about cats, and I'll do one or two more, and then we'll talk about this. Humans are less likely to forgive public figures than loved ones. Now, isn't that an interesting thought? What about you guys? Do you think you would forgive some famous person? I mean, thinking maybe it's the lack of personal attachment to the individual, it's easier to forgive. I don't know. Let me read the article. With personal forgiveness, the resentment we feel is usually going to weigh more heavily on us, says psychologist Everett Worthington. But this actually motivates us to reconcile. So that's an interesting thought, that we easily forgive public figures. Now, some of them, we never will. But yeah, that's some of them we just don't hold on to forgiveness pretty well, right? But it's harder to believe public figures' apologies. Now, that makes sense because we don't really know them, right? There's a reason why lavender calms you down, because of your brain. Engage in – what has this got to do with it? About aromatherapy. They pumped the wrong thing in here. You know, I read this and I go, wait a minute. That's not what I want to talk about. So it's harder to believe public figures' apologies. Well, you're not attached to them. You don't feel their energy. You don't know anything about them. So, and because they're, and because you think it's just a publicity stunt, right? Okay, so enough of that stuff. We'll talk about forgiveness another time. We'll get into more depth and details, and we'll talk about phobias, which I think is kind of fun too. And we got about a minute left. Now, I will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, right? Probably Friday, I have things I'm going to be running around doing like a madman on Friday. Try to get a haircut. Try to make an appointment today, but they never called me back, so I'll have to try again. Maybe they shut down. I don't think so. Well, it's been fun. I love you guys. I really do like working with people, and I really love being able to give you information if I can help you further. If you want more of an extended reading, an extended connection with this sort of thing of dead people and past lives, and or if you're interested in therapeutic meditations, and I can explain that to you if you're interested in how that helps you to love yourself more or completely love yourself, contact me through Blog Talk Radio. All my places to find me are listed there. Let's put it through Facebook and a website. And so have a beautiful evening. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Go out and do something wonderful for yourself this evening. Yes, that bubble bath or whatever it may be. Bye now.